All right, I'm here joined with head men's soccer coach at Iowa Lakes, Coach Ben McCray. And, Coach, we're coming off, you guys are coming off a tremendous season last year, finished the year 15-3, made it to the ICCAC championship game and fell short to Marshalltown, but just an incredible year from the Lakers and, you know, a lot of excitement around the men's soccer program. And just talk to us a little bit about your returners and who you think's going to play a big role on this year's squad.
Yeah, thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it. We did have a good year last year. We were delighted with the performances. A little bit disappointing in the end because we felt we were good enough to get on to nationals. However, you know, sometimes the cookie doesn't crumble the right way, and we just fell short in the final game in overtime. So, you know, we're delighted to return back. Probably six or seven starters from last year. So it's a big group that we're going to rely on this year to carry us forward. We certainly believe we've got some first team all-conference players coming back, second team all-conference players coming back, and some honourable mentions as well. So, you know, we just really mentioning a couple of them. You know, Luto Tom had a great season for us last year. He's from South Africa, box-to-box midfielder. Has great energy throughout the field and covers a lot of ground. So we feel like he's going to be an exceptional player for us this year. And, you know, we feel like Giovanni Brown, who you know, came off the bench for us a lot last year, started a few games too. He scored, I think it was, 8 or 9 goals for us. When you have a striker back that can be as prolific as what we saw in short spells, we have high hopes for him. And then we returned 3 of our starting back 4. And there's nothing better than returning almost your whole back line, because then you can defend really well in numbers and the understanding's good between them all. And one of them is the captain, Nathan Odomba, left-back Connor Goldsworthy and Cameron Weston at the right side. You know, and it was a very solid back 4 going forward. And the leadership skills from all of them are tremendous. So we're excited for all of those guys. And we'll just have to wait for the first game to come. You know, it will come thick and fast for sure.
Very exciting. Yeah, it'll be good to see those guys play again. And, you know, talk to us a little bit, you know, about your incoming class. I know you got a lot of good incoming athletes, but talk to us about a couple that you expect to play a big role this year.
Yeah, I mean, the jury's still out. You know, we've had a week to 10 days to really evaluate our players. You know, you always try and bring in some quality incoming freshmen to replace the guys that go out. It's really hard, as you know, in junior college because you lose almost half your squad every year. You know, we do bring in some exciting freshmen. We've got a transfer student from a Division II school. His name's Raphael Meyerhoff, German. Can play centre-back, holding midfielder, very tough, good leader, plays out from the back, and I think he's going to be an exceptional player for us this year. We've got Leon Wood, who's a box-to-box midfielder that we feel like is going to complement Luto Tom very well. He's started the season on the injury table more than we'd like, but, you know, we know he's got tremendous potential, and we just need to get him on the field. And It might be mid-season before he's going, but I think we'll see the results flowing from there. And then we've got we had to replace our All-American last year. We had to bring in another centre half, and Sebastian Zabata is the one there. He's left-footed centre half, comes from a Colombia, very good, playing out from the back, decent pace, very confident on the ball. And again, he's a good leader. So we feel like we've got some outstanding guys. We just got to put all the pieces of the puzzle together and come together as a team, and we'll see what results we can bring.
Very good. And talk to us just a little bit, a couple goals, you know, or what are your guys' goals to accomplish this season?
Well, we always set ourselves lofty goals, and we think we've got a piece of the puzzle to do it. So, you know, we want to get to nationals, and we, you know, obviously we've never been there before, but the goal is to be there. We've got a tough conference to go through, So we've got certain stepping stones. You know, the first stepping stone is to win the conference. You know, there's probably seven contenders this year for the conference title. It's such a tough conference. I know anybody can win it every year, but returning six or seven players from last year's team certainly helped. But if we can get through the conference, you know, we'll have a playoff with another region, and then we've got to get on to nationals. We have the quality to get there. We've got the lofty ambitions. We've got exciting players that can hopefully lift us to that next level and hopefully play well on the way there.
Very good. And you talked a little bit about us, about the conference, but what do you expect out of conference play this year?
Well, every year is tough. You know, you got about seven contenders. You know, Indian Hills got out of there last 2 years ago. They almost won nationals. They were runners-up, I think, at nationals. And then last year was Marshalltown. Marshalltown obviously beat us in the conference final, and they did well when they got to nationals. Iowa Western are typically the powerhouse of the conference. And they had a down year last year, but I'm sure they're going to be back fighting for more. Then you had Iowa Central, who 3 years ago, 4 years ago, were battling, you know, first or second every single year. They've got the potential to be back up there this year. And then there's a few dark horses out there in Hawkeye, and even Northeast Nebraska are going to be tough as well. So it's just not an easy conference to play in. Every game counts. You only play every opponent once. So when you play every opponent once, you know, that game really matters. And if you lose one game, it's really hard to fight your way back up. So it's not an easy year for sure.
Very good. Well, thanks for joining us, Coach, and best of luck this season.
Thanks very much, Ashley. I appreciate it, and I appreciate all the support we get from Iowa Lakes and the fans that come out and watch us play, and hopefully we can get some more people out there to come and support the soccer program.
Very good. Thanks, Coach.